You're listening to WLVR. This is Beyond the Beat. Host Stephen G. Wanmal talks with local journalists to discuss the biggest stories in the Lehigh Valley. This week, Tom Sofield, editor of LevittownNow.com. Stephen asks about a high school sports team.
Aside from COVID-19 news, you've also been reporting on discrimination at local school districts, and I'd like to spend the next few minutes going over that. Let's start with Neshaminy. Neshaminy High School has been criticized for the name of its sports teams, the Redskins. And this past week, the NFL's Washington Redskins retired their logo and the name. I'm wondering, in light of all this, has that generated more discussion at Neshaminy?
This issue has been going on for years. In 2012, a parent, Donna Boyle, her son went to the school district. She started speaking at board meetings, raising concerns about the use of the name and the imagery of a Redskin. Their logo, their name's the Redskins, and their team kind of mascot and logo is a Plains Indian with a headdress on. And in the Neshaminy, that wasn't the type of indigenous people that were from this area, the Lenape people. So that's been a point of contention in that district for as long as I covered it since 2012. It's led to a Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission investigation and a decision that they put out saying that the district should make some alterations and also provide education on what it means. Now, that decision was a little bit vague, and that caused some confusion, and it also caused the school district to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars at this point over the issue, and they're appealing it in court. They say they don't believe the Pennsylvania Human Relations Commission has the authority to tell them what to do. But over the years of covering this, one thing that I've seen a lot of is that supporters of keeping the Redskins name, which many people locally and nationally have found offensive and a derogatory slur against indigenous people. They've cited the Washington Redskins as kind of a highlight. They say, hey, this can't be that offensive. This big team in the Washington, D.C. area, part of the NFL, they get national airtime. They're in all the newspapers. They're fine because they use this name. And up until recently, that has been kind of an argument for a lot of people. And with that name change, it will be interesting to see the public reaction locally and what they use. Is there another argument? Those who support keeping the name think it's a sign of honor for Indigenous people. Some Indigenous groups don't think it's a sign of honor.
As a matter of full disclosure, I am a graduate of Neshaminy High School, so I am intimately familiar with this Redskins controversy. Just to add a few more things to what Tom has said, I worked for the student newspaper, which is the Playwickian, and after I graduated, the staff there decided not to publish the nickname Redskins. They decided to either leave it out completely or use asterisk instead of using the letters. And that created a lot of tension with administration. So there's a lot more behind all of this. So I'm really interested to see how this all develops.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Stephen G. Wanmal speaking with Tom Sofield, editor of LevittownNow.com. Watch the full conversation tomorrow morning at 10 on PBS 39. This is WLVR.